This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group, covers the San Francisco 49ers. Cam, I opened the show with a simple question. You ready?
I am. If you want to cut me off or cut off more fans, call it in.
No,
that was
no.
For you, Cam. Yeah, well, Priest is family. He'll call. We'll get him.
I'm
again.
Real sensitive about having a guest waiting.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that's right. That's good manners. Yeah,
all right.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Why were the 49ers the best team in the league last year, yards after catch, and this year they're last?
It's the easy answer. Just you pick McCaffrey because the defense has played differently and your offense has different options. It's obviously the most glaring example. So, I mean, that's it. Is that why they get bogged? I mean, to me, the problem this year more is it's not the yards after the catch. It's in the red zone. There's not many yards to go, and they need to get across that goal line. So forget about your yards after the catch nonsense. You need to score touchdowns and not worry about this kicker missing field goals and sparking things like that. You need to score touchdowns and put points on the board, get the 30 for Purdy going again. And the fact that they've won two games in a row now, it's like they're starting to get a little swagger back with this team, and they need that.
Well, let me just quick follow up. What do you think their red zone issues are?
I think part of it was the fact that you didn't have McCaffrey, who scored lots of touchdowns for the last year and a half with this. And I think people just took it for granted that he had such a tremendous nose for the goal line of figuring out a way to get there. And then, but it's obviously not all him, because then it's like, well, what's going on with the receivers? And are you just throwing it up to Kittle as a prayer every time? I mean, it works. He's gotten 7 touchdown catches because he's a maniac. But you need more production out of like a Juwan Jennings. Debo only has 1 touchdown catch, and that was against Seattle, a month ago. And when he had like a 76 yarder with a lot of yards after catch. So you just need guys to step up and make more plays. And they've had Trent Williams at left tackle this whole way. He has not practiced this week because of an ankle injury. So there's a little concern there with the line. That's what I say. So you're taking for granted some of these stars you've had, and you're not scoring. So before you know it, you're going to need them. So.
Hey, Cam, our guy Joe Spadoni filled in for Shasky this morning with Bonte, and the way he looks at the Niners, I'm paraphrasing, this year's team is if they get to the playoffs, that was success.
Win the division,
would get them to the playoffs. And I'm like, hell no. I still feel like now that McCaffrey came back, it's still Super Bowl or bust. Where are you at if you hear, you know, that take to where? Have you changed the barometer of what you think this team can do and what they're capable of?
It's always Super Bowl or bust with the 49ers, man. When you got a 30-year Super Bowl drought, it's everybody wants they want that trophy some way or another, right? It's just going to come. If it comes, it's coming a different way than last year or previous years where they kind of, you saw how hot they were, right, early in the season. This year, it started out clunky, and they had a couple of these bad losses where they collapsed in the fourth quarter, and that's usually their playoff exit. So maybe they flip the script and they just get into the playoffs, and then you just get hot. Like, listen, I was talking to my guy Mike at the post office down on Black Avenue in Pleasanton.
Mike.
And Mike and I had the same discussion, and Mike said, you know, the Rams back in 2021, they got hot. They got in the playoffs. Remember, they beat the Niners. Yeah. And next thing you know, they're hoisting a Lombardi trophy.
Yeah.
You've seen wild card teams win the Super Bowl. And why do they do it? Because they're a deep team with some stars. Now, the Niners, you know, I just don't buy the whole injury thing. Yes, they've lost Ayuk. They lost Hargrave. Every team loses somebody. But that's the whole point of this season with the Niners is, hey, they're stocked up. They're ready for a playoff run. So, first of all, they got to get in the playoffs. And to do that, you got to win the NFC West. And that's why this game Sunday is a really big game, because at 1-2 in the division, that's not great, man. You got to win your division, get in the playoffs. Obviously, 2021, they didn't win the division. They backed in as a wild card. They'll get in, but you just got to get in the show, man.
Yeah. You think they're going to win the division?
I do, because I think they're the best team. Now, the problem is the Cardinals have stacked a lot of early wins, and they've had like, what, 3 walk-off game-winning kicks, right?
Yeah.
So they're maybe a little special mojo, and that kind of becomes contagious, and you start believing they're better than you actually are. The Cardinals have a history of fading later in seasons, so I'm not totally on board with them, and I think that the Niners can beat them. I just think the Cardinals are raising some eyebrows because they're a little bit more physical than in the past, and they got a really good running back that's a bruiser, and they got an offensive line that's going to be pushing around. But these Niners, if with McCaffrey now coming aboard, they can make a run with him. And we were talking to him yesterday, and you know, everybody's like, "Hey, look, he's got fresh legs. You know, he's been out for 2 months." Well, that's partly true, just because he hasn't been getting hit in the legs and whatever. But he says he's been grinding on those legs, trying to get them better. He didn't get a lot of yards on the ground in Tampa, but anybody that's seen him, you know, knows his style, where he's got, like, he keeps the legs moving and second effort. So to me, and I told him this yesterday, I go, he looked similar to what he did last year. He just didn't break one. And like, you know, in past games, past years, he would break a couple, and that's where you knew this guy's super special. He's still special, and you saw that on the 30-yard catch.
Cam, I got to be careful here, because I've been one of the biggest supporters of Brandon Ayuk, and it was tragic. Season's over. I just told Stani a few minutes ago, and I believe this. You tell me what you think. I'm not dare comparing Ricky Pearsall, the rookie, to Brandon Ayuk, but what I'm watching in regard to, I feel like there's a rapport with him and Brock Purdy and his ability to run after he gets the ball. I feel like the Niners will not, if they don't get to the promised land, it won't be because of Ayuk, because I feel like Pearsall's giving them something. What do you say to that?
I think it's unfair to put it all on Pearsall. I think it's been tremendously encouraging and fun to watch how he's progressed, because what a near tragic story that was 2 months ago. And he has a lot of fun, and he's so happy, and he gets along great with teammates. So it's really good to see. But I mean, Ayuk did have a special connection with Brock for the last 2 seasons. So I just don't think you can totally dismiss it, because remember, Brandon came through in some really big clutch moments last year. And that's why he got paid, right? He's coming off back-to-back 1,000-yard season. Now, here's the deal. Because Pearsall's coming along well, that's really good. But so is Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings is the best wide receiver on the team right now. Debo's best ability is he still can do a lot of different vertical things. He gives you this menacing presence that you need. But Pearsall does, like, you know, the way he runs routes is Ayuk-like, because Ayuk was such a great route runner where he could misdirect a cornerback covering him. Like turn on a dime. And I see that out of Ricky, and Ricky's got great hands, but he still has to work on, like, just developing that trust with Brock. And you saw that last game in Tampa. He even said after the game, he cut off his route too soon, and that's why Brock's pass failed. So it took Ayuk a couple years to develop all those specific skills, and it'll take Ricky some time, but I mean, everything is really optimistic and positive with him. It's just don't go like expecting him to be like an MVP wide receiver yet. But again, by
this holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance.
Korean to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Saying that, I think we overlooked Juwan Jennings way too much. Yeah. And he was limited in practice. He popped up on the injury report yesterday with an ankle injury being limited. And I think Juwan's been dealing with a lot of issues. Since camp, and he had a hip issue that kept him out a couple of games before he came back against Tampa. But man, that guy delivers, and he has a physical presence, and especially in the run game, and he can get the defenders drawing penalties that help the Niners offense out.
Cam Inman joining us on 95.7 The Game, covers the San Francisco 49ers for the Bay Area News Group. I'm kind of interested to hear your opinion on this, because I kind of said it in a joking way when I've seen Pearsall play the last couple days, or games rather. He looks like Brandon Ayuk. So when I think of the 49ers and their offense, I think McCaffrey, versatile. They can use him in different ways. Debo is a different special kind of player. Kittle, block and catch. How much overlap in their games do Pearsall and Ayuk have, and what are the similarities, I guess, and differences?
I think they play different positions. Ricky's more of an interior slot guy, and Ayuk would be more of, he's a split end where he lines up on the other side from the tight end. And Ayuk, I think, is faster. But boy, when Ricky Pearsall took an end around run, which was supposed to go to Cowan, but Pearsall took it two games ago against Dallas, everybody said, whoa, that kid has some speed, which is great, because it's like, you do. You need speed in this league. I still want to see what they can get out of Jacob Cowan. But, they're different players, and it's just a different skill set. But, Ricky, there's this really fun, contagious joy about him. That is just tremendous to see after what this young kid has overcome in his life. And he's not asking for sympathy. He's asking you to join the party with him.
Yeah, Cam, we were having some fun. I want to ask you about Lenore's money, and I will, the timing of it, and I'm happy for him. But yesterday we were grading Brock Purdy, at the halfway point of the season. I gave him 8.5. Steiny had him at a 7. Mm-hmm. And we had to kind of took us the whole show. If you had to number-wise grade Brock Purdy, 1 through a 10, 10 being the highest, what number would you give him?
I'd give him an 8. I think last year was a 10, especially coming off of the elbow injury. What he did with the numbers he put up and how well he was directing the offense. A lot of games this year, he's just been a little bit off with his throws early on. But I'll tell you what, I gave him a 10 in the fourth quarter against Tampa.
That play to Kittle. Good God.
The play to Kittle where he raced around for 8 seconds, felt like 8 minutes. But just the game-ending drive where you got to move the ball downfield in under a minute, and it was precision. And it was left, right, left, right. Boom, kick, we're out of here, we won. And just I talked to him as he was leaving the locker room, and he wasn't just he's not braggadocious whatsoever. He knows he's got to get better. And I think that's the beauty of Brock, is he's very humble, extremely self-aware that it's not all on him, but when it is, he better come through for the team, because that's what goes with the quarterback position.
Cam, give us a quick rundown of where we are injury-wise, because I heard you mention Bosa. I know, obviously, Mooney Ward, the tragedy with his family, missed last game. You mentioned Jennings, Trent Williams. If you can run down where we are with all those guys, that'd be great.
Well, you pretty much did right there, Matt. So good job.
But are they all game time, would you say?
I think Trent Williams is going to be a game time. Shanahan will tell us in about 2 hours what their official statuses are.
Gotcha.
But Kittle returned to practice yesterday because he missed Wednesday with a hamstring. And he's been nicked all throughout the year. The guy plays, he's just a gladiator. And he said he just saw the movie and enjoyed it. But Trent Williams' ankle is going to be a big one to watch. Bosa, that hip injury really bothered him last week to the point where he told me that that was the hardest pain he's had to play through a game with. So he did not practice yesterday or the day before, but that's kind of like that was prescribed rest and he's getting around. I think he plays.
Jennings,
you know, well, I don't know. That's one that we're going to have to find out. Sure. Because I don't know how serious, I don't know if there was something that happened in practice that made him go on the injury report or this has been a lingering ankle injury that he's dealt with for a couple months. But they might get back Yeter Gross-Matos to help out on the defensive line, which is necessary because Leonard Floyd's got only 3 sacks through 9 games, so they need more production from their defensive front. And Geno Smith's been sacked, I think, 28 times, has 11 interceptions against 10 touchdowns. They have the number one pass offense, so he's going to air it out against these guys, especially with that Mooney Ward there. So I want to see a defensive front ready to get after him. And that's probably why Bosa wants to play too, because, well, he always wants to play, but I mean, this is a divisional game. It's the all hands on deck if he can play. But I guess to me, the number one issue that I'm going to like pay attention to is Trent Williams, because obviously, Trent is the best left tackle. And if, I mean, he's been walking around and he's in the locker room smiling, and Trent's a vet, he knows his body. So he just maybe just have to, get through it, and then he'll be ready to go on Sunday. But if not, then you got Jalen Moore, who has experience over the years playing in place of Trent, and away they go.
Guru has something to say to you real quick.
No, Cam, I was just going to tell you, thank you, man, for the gift. I finished your book. It was awesome.
It was awesome. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. Put that review on Amazon. Maybe we'll sell
it. You got it. It's done, baby.
Give yourself a plug real quick.
All right, so I got... So my book, it's called The Franchise San Francisco 49ers. You can find it on Amazon or caminman.com or message me on Instagram. I'll send you a signed copy. Or show up on Tuesday in Palo Alto at Books Incorporated from 7 to 8. I think you have to register, and you can do a come to a book event. We're going to have another book event in Livermore at Altamont Brew Works, Beer Works out in Livermore. And I think that's on November 19th, maybe. Double check with me on that. And then another one is going to be a sidetrack in Pleasanton, my buddy Todd's place. That'll be in mid-December. So we got a few things still going with the book. It's going well. I'm glad you enjoyed your copy, Goo, and hopefully everybody else does too.
No doubt.
Last thing is, if you see a call from me in the next week, it's going to be about you teaching me how to write a book, because I've thought about it forever.
Did you get your copy?
What's that? I did get my copy. Thank you. I'm talking about me writing a book.
It was awesome.
What's that?
He said it was awesome.
Give him a critique. He's asking. I said
I haven't started it yet. I haven't started it yet. I've been very busy. I've been out of town. Of course, I'm going to read it.
Yeah, but you're going to be honest with me. You don't need to you always have a scathing tongue. Yes.
Oh, whoa.
All right. I am going to be hitting you up for pointers because I'm too lazy. I can't figure out how to get this book done.
Wait a minute. What's your book going to be on? Is it going to be about your days?
Yeah, it's got to be about the Warriors and their history.
And your radio career.
Going from the worst team in the league to the best. Something like that.
Listen, I think the first time when I came to the Contra Costa Times Valley Times in 95, Matt Steinmetz was on the Warriors beat.
That's correct.
Guy named Latrell Sprewell doing something to PJ Carlissimo.
That's true.
That was peak beat reporting by Matt Steinmetz on that one.
Wow.
Thanks, Cam.
He gave you some love.
Hey, enjoy the game Sunday. Thank you for your time, and congrats on the book, man.
Hey, get Priest back on the line. We get some good audio for you guys.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
See you, boys.
That's Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group, covers the Niners. Okay.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!